Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen. Hey everyone, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. I am here with my internet BFF. Can I call you my internet BFF?
Sure.
Okay, so... But, like, we're also, like, in real life. It's just, yeah. We spend most of our relationship on the internet.
I know. It's such a bummer. Since we live so far away, it's, like, most of our friendship is over the internet. But we have met in real life, and we do enjoy spending time together in real life. So it's more than just internet, but that is the majority of how we connect.
I think in this day and age, though, it's okay to to have those kinds of close relationships built on the internet.
It is, but like, but also, like, I think it is different when you meet in person.
Right, right. Like, when I went to, so today is the 1 year anniversary that I flew to California for the face-to-face shows and met all of the kind of crew in California from the fan club. And literally, like, I got on a plane and flew to a different country and stayed with people that I had never met before in real life. And they're some of, like, the most amazing people I've ever met. And I love them. They're super close, right? So it's totally possible. It's not like it's 1999 and we met on, like, an IRC chat room.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's totally. Not like that. It's,
but was there,
I think, the technology is...
from the face-to-face group or anyone you knew through punk rock groups or anything that you met at any of those shows that you... were not a fan of having met them in real life? Not that you're going to give their names, but just...
You know what? There was nobody that I met that I wasn't a fan of, but it was a very interesting dynamic because of, like, how I am in the fan club, and I talk to so many different people. My mom's phone's ringing. Hold on. Someone's leaving a message. Can you hear it?
Nah.
Okay. So, it's different because... like, because being an admin of the fan club and I have a lot of people that talk with me. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's a select few that I've become really good friends with. But there was a few people that knew me that I didn't really know them.
Right.
That was a little strange. Like, we had a meetup beforehand and it was sort of like... they knew a lot about me, but I didn't know a lot about them because I guess I'm more of a... I don't know, it sounds stupid, but, like, a little more well-known. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
So there was a couple instances like that, but honestly, like, I believe that different bands have different band followings and fan groups, and face-to-face has a very family-oriented, respectful, good, solid group of people. Mm-hmm. And so... So, yeah, there wasn't anybody that I met that I was like, oh, my God, you're going to stab me in my sleep, and I don't want to tell you where I'm staying. Or it was literally like, you're a little bit different than me, but you're a fucking super solid person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's so awesome.
So that was cool. And I think that 350 Fest is going to be the same when me and you travel to 350. There's people coming. So there's people coming from Pittsburgh, Washington... sorry, Pittsburgh's not a state. Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, Washington, Ohio, California, New York.
Massachusetts.
And Massachusetts. And then me coming from Canada. Mm-hmm. So that's like seven different, very different locations. And everybody is traveling for this event. And... yeah. You all sort of feel like everybody will feel like they know each other, right?
Yeah, that's really cool. So. And you've met, I would say, like, half of them in person, and I haven't met any of them.
No, but...
so I'm excited about that.
It'll be awesome. There's a couple people, and, like, there's a couple people, like our friend Kim, who I've been talking to her for a couple years on the internet, and we Snapchat, and we Facebook Messenger, and... there's been, like, kind of tough times where we've helped each other out with things, and, like, she made something and mailed it to my daughter, you know, different things like that, and I feel like I'm gonna see her in real life, and it's just gonna be like, hey, BFF.
Yeah. Totally.
So. So yeah.
Okay, this will be a part that I edit.
To give me. No, you can't edit it. Kristen just sent me a message on Facebook saying, "Stop fucking wriggling around because you're touching shit too much." I don't know why I'm fidgety.
You're fidgety?
I'm going to statue it now.
Okay, statue it up.
Okay, so the reason that we're talking today. Okay, wait. I'm supposed to say this, like, stuff first, aren't I?
Oh, yeah. Good call.
So, we've had a lot of people write us reviews on iTunes and follow it. We had a few new SoundCloud followers this week. So, we just wanted to give a shout-out to those people and say thank you for reviewing us and following us. It really helps us out a lot. You can listen to us on CastBox, SoundCloud, iTunes. We have a few episodes on YouTube.
Someone suggested we get on Google Play because that's more convenient for Android users. So I'm going to look into that. I don't know how to do that.
Technically, I think you added it to my list of looking into, but I haven't done it yet.
Oh, yeah, that is on your list. I forgot. That is on your list. Yeah, I don't know how that works. I think it's just a matter of uploading our RSS feed to that. But I think that's easier for Android users. So we will do that. And it's so fun. I always feel like the whole world knows about Mabel Syndrome. And then so just 99.9% of them just choose not to follow us. But then every now and then we'll get someone that's like, "I just learned about Mabel Syndrome and you guys are awesome and now they're following us," and that feels so good. I'm like, how did you not know about us before? But so apparently not everyone knows about us, and when they do find out about us, we've gotten some good responses, and that always makes me feel really good.
So I think that you know, the person you were talking about before, is it Daryl or Darren or
Daryl?
Derek? Daryl. Mm-hmm. So, is he not the one who sent us an email a while back about his daughter? Do you remember that? We got an email from, like, a guy who said he was, like, an older punk rock dad, and that he appreciated what we were doing for his daughter.
You know, I think that was a different... I think that was a different one. But Daryl has direct messaged me quite a bit, because he has two or three older daughters, and he just took them to Warped Tour and has pictures of his daughters with, like, bad cop and stuff. So I think that was a different guy that messaged us a long time ago.
Well, it's cool when people send us those messages.
It's really cool.
Because that's why we're doing this. It's not because we think we, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's because we want to meet other people like us.
Yeah.
And it's cool to hear from a dad who thinks that we're cool people for his daughter to...
Well, that's exactly what he said. He was like, he has his daughters listen to our podcast, which I'm kind of like, uh-oh.
Skip episode 2, where I talk about my vagina.
Exactly.
And getting waxed.
Exactly. But he was like, I want my daughters to know, like, really strong, powerful, smart punk rock ladies, and you guys fit the bill. And I'm like, oh wow, that's like the nicest compliment I've ever heard.
Well, it's true, you are a strong, smart punk rock lady, Kristen.
Well, so are you. So yeah, it's really nice to hear that stuff.
It is, it's super cool. So we're setting up today's interview, which you did a week ago.
Yeah. No, not even a week ago. And it was less so much fun. I can't wait to talk about it.
I'm super excited about this because when you sent it to me and said, like, I'm not really sure, I listened to it. And within the first 5 minutes, I was, like, cracking up laughing.
Good. Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just hope I wasn't giggly through the whole thing, because literally those guys, the guys in Pew Pew Pew, could be, like, my long lost brothers. They were... Oh my God, funny, and we were on the same wavelength about football and beer and everything, and they were cracking me up, and I think I was cracking them up the entire time. Like, we just had so much fun together, so it was awesome.
I love the interview. So I saw, I always want to say their name with, like, a sound effect, like pew pew pew.
Right. Yeah.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah, we talk about that during the interview. Yeah.
Okay, so when I saw them, they opened for... Who the fuck did they open for? Oh, Real Big Fish.
And Anti-Flag was at that show.
And Anti-Flag. So when they opened up, I literally remember sitting at the table with one of my buddies and saying, opening bands, you know, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not, but, like, you sort of don't get your hopes up for the opening bands. And then Pew 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 started playing, and my buddy and I both looked, his name's Tinny, we both looked at each other and we both went, holy fuck, these guys are amazing. And I ran to their merch stand to buy their album, and there was nobody there, and the guy beside their merch stand said, you know what, their merch guy really loves their band, so he's up at the front of the stage, so you have to come back later. And I was like, A, that sucks, and B, that's kind of amazing.
So right? I met that merch guy. His name is Jan. And I told Pew 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 about it, and they were like, oh, he's fired. Like, they were teasing. That's amazing. I can't remember if that made the interview or if that was before or after, but I was like, Jessica went to go buy your album at the merch table, and Jan was in the crowd. And what's really funny is then that night at the show that I was at, Jan did the same thing. He was up in the crowd, like, going nuts during their set.
See, that makes me love it even more, because he's not just a merch guy who's, like, flogging band shit. He loves the band.
Yeah, he's the coolest guy. He's really, really cool. The whole band and their merch guy are super awesome. So, and this was a really fun interview to do, because, again, it's like, you know, we have this set time that we're going to do the interview, and we're talking to the band, or we're texting back and forth, and it's like, where are we going to do this thing? Because in the venue, usually sound check's going on, so we can't do an interview there, and we can't really do it at, like, a restaurant or anything else nearby. So this was another one where I climbed into the dirty van and just did the interview, and it was so hot. It was, like, 90 degrees that day, and we're sitting in this sweaty van, but it was really fun. I had a good time. I did not mind the dirty van. And it's a really long interview, because we just talk about everything, and they were open about everything. And I have to say, I think this is the most fun interview that I have ever done.
That's so awesome. That makes me excited.
So. Yeah. So I really hope people enjoy it. And
they're fellow Canadian boys.
Yeah.
For me. So that part of it is really exciting for me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're Toronto. Although they don't speak super Canadian like you and your friends do.
I don't speak super Canadian. I don't. I
Tinny does.
Didn't get commented. Tinny speaks Canadian, and the Trashed Ambulance and Loser Points guys, like, could not sound more stereotypical Canadian.
Yes, that's true.
I was Snapchatting with one of them last night.
Yeah.
And every time I heard him talk, I was like, it was with Shark.
Yeah.
And every time I heard him talk, I was dying laughing.
I know.
Because I was like, you sound like a stereotypical Canadian commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's how he actually talks, which is really funny. But I do want to mention at the end of this interview with Pew Pew Pew, I think I forgot to say what was going on. But I had a special tank top made that says, late 30s skateboarder, I know I will get hurt, as a reference to that song. And because I had just skateboarded like a few months ago, and I literally fell and got road rash all down my arm. So I was like, I'm late 30s, I was skateboarding and I got hurt. And I love that song of theirs. So I made this tank top, and I wanted it to be a surprise for the guys. So you'll hear at the end of the interview, I'm like, all right, guys, I'm not stripping for you, but I have something to show you. And I take off my Descendants tank top, and I have my late 30s skateboarder tank top on. And they all laugh and whatever. But I don't think I really explain in the audio of the interview that I am, in fact, not stripping, had a tank top on underneath my other tank top. So that's what was going on then. But I think they really liked it. It was fun.
I think for me, that sounds like the perfect segue into actually playing the interview now, because
Yeah.
Now you know Kristen's stripping.
Yep.
At one point.
I strip at the end of the interview, so stay tuned. You have to listen to the whole thing.
So stay tuned. So set it up, Kristen. Oh, and we're going to play a song at the end of the interview.
Yeah, you can pick it.
And
I like all of them.
I think one of the guys during the interview said that his favorite song to play was Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Oh, right.
So yeah, that was Mike that said that. Should show the or play the interview with Pew 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 from Toronto, and follow it up with their song Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Totally. All right, awesome. Enjoy, okay. Everybody.
So this is Kristen with Mabel Syndrome, and I'm here with the Flatliners interviewing them today.
Pew, pew, pew.
I know, I'm kidding. That was my joke.
Oh.
Like, how are we going to approach this subject now?
Oh, God.
We have to get the Flatliners for the entire interview.
So, Chris.
I'm Chris Cresswell.
I'm Bruce.
I'm very handsome.
Who would I be? I don't know who I'd be. I like them all.
Yeah.
They're all pretty great guys.
Yeah. No, that was my lame joke. Sorry.
No, it's a good...
These are my actual... Okay, good. I did? Oh, good. Good, good, good. So these are my actual notes for things to talk about with you guys. Skateboarding. You can see. Skateboarding, right. Beer, video games, beer, pizza, dude stuff, football, punk rock, and beer.
Right.
No, is that about it?
Yeah, that's great.
Does that cover the bases?
Compasses content, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, totally. All right. So anyway, so you guys are from Toronto. You've been to Boston a few times.
Yes.
Where have you played in Boston?
Great Scott with Pup.
You guys tour with them a lot, right?
Not too much. No, we've done a couple. We're good friends with them back home. They're from Toronto as well. We kind of like came up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just know them really well. And we like hang out all the time when we're home and stuff. So mm-hmm. We're just good friends.
Cool.
I believe the Mercury Moon, was that what that place was called in Jamaica Plains?
Oh, like Midway Cafe? No.
We played Midway Cafe, didn't we?
I have no idea.
We did play Midway Cafe.
Does it all kind of blur together after
And then
a while?
The place in Worcester was maybe called that.
No. Maybe. I don't know.
Don't talk about Worcester, though. That doesn't count. Because we're talking Boston, right?
Right.
Well, you know what? We do kind of consider Worcester Boston.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, it's a suburb. Like, it's an outskirts. But yeah. They kind of get... It's the right. Only other
It was a solid
city.
Hour away.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Tilly, what I remember, it was the Midway Cafe, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
With Such Gold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not positive.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Anyway.
Don't ask us about our lives or things we've done.
Okay, sweet. So, we actually start our podcast with, what are you drinking?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm drinking Wicked.
Oh, you know what? Maybe introduce yourself, too, so we know your name, like your voice.
Right. I'm Ryan. I play guitar and sing in the band Pew Pew Pew.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm drinking Wicked Pinot Noir. It's called Wicked Lush.
Wicked Lush?
And it's fucking gross.
Is it hot? It's hot?
No, it's like, warm.
It's warm-ish. Warm. What are you drinking?
I'm Mike. I play guitar and pew 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 and sing, and I'm drinking Wicked Shiraz, which promotes itself as being wicked silky, and it's also gross.
Okay.
I'm Emmett. I play bass and sing in pew pew pew, and I was just drinking water, but now I'm drinking nothing because it's.
There's a beer in here if
there's
you want
a beer. Well,
yeah, wait. Don't get him a beer yet. So, because that's part of my gift.
Oh, okay.
So.
Wait.
What?
A gift?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I kind of usually bands like just send one guy out to like have to talk with us while the rest chill. So I was kind of just thinking it would be Mike, but this is a good surprise. But yeah, so since you guys are drinking wine, I don't know if you want to switch to beer.
Of course.
Okay, but I only have two.
Since I'm drinking this wine, I'll stay on the wine.
The problem is I only have two, but I brought you my favorite beer of all time.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Sip of Sunshine.
Is that local?
It's from Vermont.
Okay.
But it's 8% alcohol, and it's one of those that, like, you have to go at a certain day, at a certain time, on the release day to get it.
Jesus, well, thank you.
So how are we going to decide who gets the two, though?
I can have one.
Okay.
I don't mean to be the beggar of the crew, but thank you.
Well, you have to at least try it.
I'll definitely try.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll
pass it around. We can pass it around. Sure. Like a bong or something.
That's more Emmett's field.
Wait, we can't say that. My mom might hear this.
So. Sorry for the your mom, the bus thing we threw you there.
Yeah, under the bus thing.
Our moms listen, so your moms might listen.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. Moms are good like that.
That's very good.
Right? You like it?
Yep, I do.
Good.
Yep.
So you know the band Millencolin, obviously.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yep.
So we had a beer taste-off with Nicola and Jessica and I were interviewing him together. So I brought my favorite beer, which was this. Sure. Wait, I'm supposed to be talking.
Are we just doing this? I got the Wicked Lush here, so I'll be all right.
And Jessica lives in Whistler, B.C.
Oh, Whistler.
Yeah. So she brought her favorite, like, Whistler lager, ta-da, something fancy.
Kokanee?
And my beer, Kokanee.
What's up?
She brought Labatt's, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's our stuff.
But mine won. Nicola liked mine better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it this?
It was this.
It's probably better than Kokanee.
Really delicious.
Yeah.
Do you have a beer? Do you want beer? Do we have that beer?
Do you have one warm beer in here? No, I'm just kidding. I'm drinking iced tea and I'm taking hits off the sip of sunshine.
Right, just wanted to make sure that nobody was with that.
But you can have
you can have this one, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
Because we're taking
that's my present for you. Oh, okay, you have Wicked. That's true.
Okay.
Wine, it was delicious, wine is, though. Less filling, you know.
We're trying to collectively lose weight.
That's awesome.
But all venues give you is
come up with for losing
like Budweiser, drinking wine.
Yeah, Bud Light maybe. Would that do?
Could help, I think.
No, I don't think that makes a difference. Bad Larry's.
A couple of Bad Larry's. So these high hops, IPAs, and your Slim Stream.
My disgusting one.
So we like to ask a lot of questions about like kind of how the band was formed, and I know that you put on an ad in Craigslist.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How long ago was that? When was that?
I have no idea.
Oh, but a long 7 years ago.
7 years?
That wasn't even for this band. It wasn't for this band. That was for a different band.
Yeah, it was actually for...
That I met Ryan.
Yeah. He used to play in a different
band. He was the only person that answered my Craigslist ad because I did not believe Craigslist would find me a guitar player, so I just made a really obnoxious ad.
Mm-hmm. You thought wrong, pal.
And then Ryan replied to it and was the only one, and then we just got drunk.
Don't phrase it like that.
What? That's true.
Just because I was the only one.
Well, no, that is the reason, though.
The reason we hang out all the time.
We met on Craigslist, and then we got to the point where we were living in the same room together. Not in the same bed. Same room, different beds. Saving on rent, you know.
So you became fast friends, then.
It wasn't right away, but we were pretty close, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you respond, and what did the ad say?
I don't remember. It was something about, like, you can't wear shorts on stage or like, a stupid hat, you know?
And did you know he was kidding?
Yeah, I could tell the...
Okay.
I could definitely tell the ad was being sarcastic.
Okay.
I knew not to wear a hat or anything.
I kind of didn't want anyone to answer it. I just did it because that's part of the process.
Are you, what are you trying to tell me right now?
Anyway. It's all by chance.
Yeah. And then I heard you responded with punk songs of TV theme songs?
No.
Is that right?
Well.
Mike got that wrong?
No. It's sort of right.
Okay.
It wasn't punk. It was just like, I had this friend in university where we would just like record stupid covers in our spare time. But we'd do like the Pokemon theme song and like Power Rangers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like
Power Rangers one was good.
It was good. They were really good. It was, like, really sad sounding. Yeah. But it's like, folk stuff, because that's how I, you know, it's kind of how I started in Toronto. So, yeah, I said that to Mike, and then a couple other things. And, apparently, I was just the only one that responded So, you would have invited anybody over to drink
beer. Whoever responded. Yeah, so then you guys got together, drank some beers, and realized you were on the same page musically, or?
Yeah, we didn't actually, I don't think we even... played anything.
We didn't play any music.
Yeah, we just started. We just drank.
Got drunk.
Got drunk.
And that was it.
Hung out, and then,
Well, I mean, musical proficiency is like the fifth or sixth most important thing for finding a bandmate.
Okay. Yeah. What are the other
four? I don't know. Just like you like the person.
Yeah, that's important. Mm-hmm.
What else?
I don't know. You trust them. They'll show up on time.
Can drive.
They won't try to wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of little things that
little
come
things.
Before.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Shorts on stage. You can't do that.
pants.
Wear full pants.
Wear full pants.
But I would think I would be like more airy and like more comfortable, sure. Right?
I think it's acceptable.
Work, you know,
dress up for work.
Okay. I think it's acceptable for a drummer to wear shorts because that's a leg-related thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a leg-related thing.
Yeah, you don't want to be confined.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. So then it's the two of you guys, and then how do you get more dudes? I think.
Well, I started the band with our friend Jordan, who I worked with, and I just kind of forced him to start the band with me because I was writing songs instead of working.
Mm-hmm. Where were you working?
Like a music licensing company, like internet research all day, just stare at a computer and mindless stuff. I got fired eventually for not doing my job well. But I made it 3 years not doing my job well.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. There's tricks to it.
Yeah, so Mike and I had this first band, and then it kind of stopped, and then he started Pecue.
Yeah.
Got it. With Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at that point, it was a 5-piece.
Yeah, we were 5 for most of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes the bass player wouldn't show up, which was okay.
I heard that's usually drums.
No, oh, drums was always there.
Drums was good, yeah.
Bass player, he used to be the drummer. Then he became the bass player. But we were like, I don't care if we have bass or not, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. he shows up. Nice dude. Like, really nice. Like,
sorry, Emmett.
Yeah, now I'm like, what am I doing here?
Everything's under scrutiny right now. I don't know.
It sounds like this band is just process of elimination.
This is like the second last night of tour, too, so maybe we're just all a little salty towards each other. We're just letting it all out.
No, but that's not you. That's Mark.
No, yeah.
Mark was a wonderful man to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Fine bass player.
So why did I have Brody? I had Brody written down.
Brody was the singer. Brody was a singer that we had that was just a friend. Often his microphone was not on.
Yeah, he wasn't
he was not the best singer that has ever been
front
there.
Man. Great front man. He's got like great moves.
Magnetic personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, like charisma. And...
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, that's his musical abilities were way down. Yeah.
This is a great. That actually, Brody's a great example.
Wonderful dude. Looks for in a great hangout. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So then, when did you become the front man?
I wouldn't call myself that, but
well, that's right.
I mean, it was like, it was us singing the whole time, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was generally,
it was pretty nice.
Before Emmett was in the band, it was Mike and I doing most of the singing. Mike was like the guy that sang most of the stuff, and then, you know, when Emmett joined, it was kind of all three of us sharing that role.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's more fun to not have to sing everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we still do sometimes.
How did you guys find Emmett?
We poached him from our friend's band.
Yeah, we did a little weekend tour, I guess, to Ottawa and Montreal, and that was the first time I had met these guys.
Wait, how do you say Montreal?
I say Montreal.
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 See, my Canadian friends give me a hard time because I say Montreal.
Montreal.
Well, that's probably the proper way to pronounce it.
No, I think I would assume Canadians know the proper way to pronounce it. Well, I think I'm wrong.
No, I would just say Montreal.
If we go Montreal. By spelling, then you're definitely right.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Mon.
M-O-N,
yeah.
As opposed to M-U-N.
But right.
In any case.
Okay. You were in Montreal.
We were, yeah. So mm-hmm. we made it out there as two bands, and then after we got back, I guess they called me up, asked me to go on a tour for about a week, and that was sort of what decided it, I guess. I think I was asked to join shortly after that.
Did you have to think about it, or were you...
No, I think I said yes.
How do you leave the other band?
Oh,
he actually hasn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you prioritize then?
I mean, so far it's been pretty easy
mm-hmm.
because there hasn't been a lot of overlap for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
It seems to have worked out for me.
Yeah.
Counting my lucky stars at the moment. But we'll see how long it lasts.
And then, Mike, I heard you kind of had the idea, I don't know if it was the idea of the band concept or the idea of the name, like, maybe in high school, did you say, like, writing it down?
Yeah, I just thought, you know, like, coming up with a band name sucks. It's mm-hmm. the worst thing you could ever try to do to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just come up with really obnoxious, annoying ones because they're stupid.
So that was in high school, and you wanted to be in a band, or you were?
Yeah. I was in a couple bands in high school, but it wasn't, like, cool to be in a band in high school
mm-hmm.
where I was from. So It's like, oh, you going to Toronto on the weekends and playing bands? Like, that's dumb.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, if you're not on the hockey team, you're dumb.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Did any of you play hockey?
No. I played hockey for a good portion of my life.
You did?
Yeah. From when I was a kid until, like, I hit high school.
Yeah. Basically. It's probably what most people do.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, there was, depending on where you grow up, too, but mm-hmm. definitely in the town I was from, like, you either played hockey or you didn't do anything.
Right.
So.
You're either in or you're out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, big deal in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the hockey guys are, like, the cool guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. Well, it's all relative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're dumber.
So yeah, then you see, yeah. So you had the idea of the name, and then the concept as well, or not really?
No, not the concept at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that came later, like at the office job, just kind of being annoyed all the time with life. Mm-hmm.
And did you write some songs then?
Oh yeah, yeah, we had a lot. Yeah, I just write them at my desk and like keep them really simple and be like, these will probably be the chord changes, and then get home and play them. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty close.
Do you remember some lyrics that you actually wrote at work?
Yeah, yeah. The like Asshole Pandemic was written at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. With someone in mind, your boss?
No.
That one's actually pretty specific, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, it was written at work after the thing happened. So we were going to have a band practice.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the 7th floor of my apartment building, and I had a drum set up there because I was learning to play drums at the time, which I was very excited about. And we had, like, a full Marshall guitar stack amp, which is way too big for playing in an apartment. And we were just like, fuck it, let's just try playing and see what happens. And, like, we were both wearing sunglasses because that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was banging on the door, and I opened the door, and he starts yelling, I can hear you two floors down, I can hear you two floors down. And he's like, what do you got, a rock band in here? And I'm holding a beer and drumsticks and wearing sunglasses. I was like, no. And,
awesome.
And then he just walked away yelling at us, and we just sort of imagined what his life was like.
Yeah. He's fighting with his wife and
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah, okay, I gotta get back downstairs and yell at my wife because you're disturbing that.
Yeah.
I'm just an angry psycho.
Yeah. And did any of you grow up on punk rock music?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what were your favorite bands growing up?
I was like a big Bouncing Souls guy. Your Rancids and.
Your Rancids.
Your Rancids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough for me to remember. Like, I listened to so much music when I was a kid, and then I think when it changed and it was like Limp Bizkit's cool and mm-hmm. Korn's cool, I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna get into classic rock.
Mm-hmm. So that's not classic rock, man.
No, I was like, I can't deal with music right now. I'm gonna listen to old stuff only. Like,
you rebelled against that.
I didn't listen to anything current for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just dropped out of music.
I think we all were kind of a little different. Like, I didn't grow up in.
Ryan was a big Korn Limp Bizkit.
I had significant other.
What did you grow up on?
I'm like a folk, country, classic rock kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I still like. So, mm-hmm. I love playing with all these bands and like discovering new, cool stuff about punk, and like it's great. And it's a great community too, mm-hmm. which is nice, but.
What's been your favorite punk band to play with?
This is not because we're playing with them right now, but I genuinely love the Flatliners. Yeah. I think they're Chris and Scott and whoever else writes, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing songwriters, yeah. And like all the songs are great.
Yeah.
So I love them. And I love, you know, Pop. They're mm-hmm. great guys, great songwriters, but
mm-hmm.
great musicians,
mm-hmm.
probably most of all.
Cool. I have to check them out. I've seen your name come up with them quite a few times, and I haven't had a chance to check them out.
Yeah. I don't need to promote those guys. They're doing fine.
They are.
Don't listen to them.
And what would you say you grew up on, Emmett?
I guess a lot of punk stuff. Like, when I first started getting into music that was kind of my own, as opposed to, like, what people told me to listen to, it was, like, pop punk and, mm-hmm. you know, you're, like, Sum 41 and Blink 182 and that kind of stuff. And
mm-hmm.
then I got really into metal in high mm-hmm. school. I was a big metal guy
like
for a while.
Like 80s metal? Or
all of it. Yeah. All of it. The more vile and crushing, the better.
Yeah.
And then when I hit university, I got really into, like, Against Me and stuff like that, and that sort of brought me back around full mm-hmm. circle. And, yeah, from there, just kind of everything.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And one of my questions was that the name was Pew 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 Gunshots, and then it switched to just Pew Pew Pew, right?
Yeah. Mm.
A little cleaner looking.
Okay. Just yeah. to like.
Don't want to promote gun violence, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, we there, several years ago now, we got, just in Toronto, we got like kicked off a show because it was right after some shooting here, so we're just like.
Which then it's like totally not us at all. Yeah. yeah.
Just yeah. like better. So we just like, I don't know. Most people go laser first when they see our name. Yeah. So we're like, let's just not have to deal with that ever.
Yeah. So do you guys actually say, like, what's the proper pronunciation of pew? Like, pew. Like, high, and you have to do finger guns?
If you do the fingers, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I actually, when I'm explaining it to people, I do the fingers just so they.
Get
the visual
a little more,
but then you shorten it to like pew pew pew.
Yeah
most people just call us pew or whatever. I say pew. That's just me.
the silent
I
K,
I hit the K.
It's a weird thing. Somebody in Brooklyn said q q q to me.
What? Well,
like it's a silent P.
Like a silent P.
But
if it's just P W, then it's those things at church.
Exactly.
P. And it's not that. It's not three of those.
No.
We're just.
But that would be quite ironic. I kind of like that.
I guess.
We're the pews.
The pews.
Yeah. Yeah. So my partner, like I said, is Canadian, and so she came up with some Canadian questions, and she spells them with, she spells favorite with a U.
Uh-huh.
Yep. You guys do that, right?
Absolutely.
You know, we don't. Do.
My phone thinks we do that. Yeah.
Neighbor as well. We have a U in there. And you
there's a lot of words.
Yeah, we don't do that. She always writes me, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Favorite. I don't know. Okay, so you guys, did you all grow up in small hockey towns?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, much. Also, except Dave.
Different ones.
Dave was in Toronto. But
so, like, outside, you guys were outside Toronto?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, none of us grew up in the same town, but
no, all
different
outside.
Shitty little towns.
And are you hockey fans, even if you didn't play?
I'll watch it, but
I've flirted with fandom.
Yeah,
but I would say no, not in general.
In general, it's probably like my fourth favorite sport.
Mm. You're such rebels.
I was very into it, but they lost me at the lockout, and I haven't like picked it up ever since.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just like. Haven't been able to keep up.
So what's I don't know hockey at all. I mean, I know the Bruins and I go because it's fun. Mm-hmm. But like, so what would be the closest Canadian team? I mean, Toronto team.
The Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs. Oh, those in Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're a team. Yeah. Pretty bad one generally.
Yeah, I think they're doing okay now. But well, for 10 years they just were bad and their tickets were very expensive. Yeah.
Ironically, they got. This American kid.
Oh, yeah.
Super good, so.
Larry Matthews. He scores all the goals.
Larry Matthews.
Larry Matthews? That's pretty American. she wants to know, wait, were the hockey guys douches growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always played house league, but I would always do the tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
And tryouts always sucked because those guys were assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, not all of them. But once you got down to house league, it was cool because it just like all of us sucked and we were like, whatever. Like, this
it's what I imagine Americans in the same position would think of football players.
Sure.
Yeah.
Although, so I went to University of Maine and hockey's really big there.
Yeah,
that's like their sport. And so I remember one time going to a hockey party.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my little reference to hockey, which is horrible. But this one guy started like flirting with me and talking to me or whatever. And then he tried to get me to go to his room. And I was like, no, I'm not interested in that. And he's like, well, then you can leave. I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, you can leave the party.
That's the vibe I assume a lot of hockey players roll with.
I was like, wow. Okay, I will leave the party.
Okay.
I know. and then this is her other hockey related. Yeah, it was a lame party, totally. If this is such a Canadian, I apologize. If you could have a song to skate onto the ice with, like,
oh yeah, eh?
Right.
A, what would your opening song be?
Would this have to be a Canadian song?
You don't have, don't they like come out on the ice to like their song?
Yeah,
right.
Well, the team comes out to a song.
It just kind of needs to be like a powerful anthem.
Mine would be Why Can't This Be Love by Van Halen.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Solid pick.
Solid choice.
I need to think about this for a second.
Yeah, because I'd want it to be ice related, something skating, something about
Okay.
Vanilla Ice.
Maybe like like a Glass reference or something.
Oh yeah,
Glass Tiger. It's a band, I'm pretty sure.
But like, if Shania has a song that would fit, then I'd pick hers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big "That Don't Impress Me Much" fan.
That's,
like, an untouchable
song. That's not a good.
Well, it's not like "Don't Impress." It's a nice, like,
here comes the.
What about like "I Feel Like a Woman"?
"That Don't Impress Me Much."
That's a hell of a song. Like,
that's a great song.
That chord progression is wild.
Yeah, that's a good stuff.
Yeah,
Shania's not. She's not Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
She's like,
are you trying to claim her?
Yeah. Timmons.
I've been to her museum. We get carried away.
No. She is not American.
We get Carrie Underwood.
That's fine.
Really?
You can have her. We listen to a lot of country music.
Yeah, the Ajax in the world can't clean her dirty laps.
Ajax. Don't say Ajax.
She listens to our podcast. You might want to.
Does she really? Oh,
yeah. Carrie Underwood's a big fan.
Her, my mom, everybody's going to hear me fucking up.
Yeah, exactly. Moms and Carrie, they dig it.
Carrie Underwood.
But you guys are big football fans, or you and you. Okay, so Patriots, yay or nay?
Yay.
Serious?
Yeah. No,
he does like the Patriots.
You can't deny that amount of greatness.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But impressive. I mean, who cares? Like, did you not win the Super Bowl this year? Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
Better luck next year. You will win.
I'd rather my team win every year, but it's pretty cool to think, like, we lived in the
Rob
time
Gronkowski's
where we
awesome.
Watched Tom Brady the and goat. Rob Gronkowski and Bill Belichick fucking coach this team to just being
greatness.
The best ever.
And then they always trade their players to other teams, and then those players just suck on other teams, and then they come back for less money. It's like...
Yeah, they come crawling
it's
back.
It's the sum of the whole, right?
Yeah,
it's the sum of the parts, I guess.
It's what football's all about. If you
it
don't,
is what football's
all about. You don't like football if you don't like watching the Patriots.
I'm surprised, because don't people that aren't... I thought people hate them.
People hate them.
People do
they
hate them.
I'm jealous.
They win all the time.
Okay.
Now they've won so much that you have to be like, okay,
that's
very
kind of where I'm at. Like, I hate it. There's a period where I hated Tom Brady, but now
it's
like,
of course.
The dude's 4 years old and he's still the best in the league.
Right. Yeah. Something to be said for that.
Yeah, it's like.
So who is your favorite team?
I'm a big Green Bay Packers fan. I have one share because it's one of the only publicly owned teams in the world.
You have one share?
He owns them.
My mom bought
me. You own the Packers?
A share for my birthday one year. But yeah,
that's
so
awesome. I didn't know. So we are here with the owner of the Packers, in case anyone wanted to.
Ryan McKinley, owner of the Packers. I'm Aaron Rodgers' boss. I tell him.
Is he gay or not?
I don't know.
Do you know that rumor?
I've heard that rumor.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but
the whole like Olivia Munn thing is just a hoax.
It's a
publicity stunt. Yeah.
I just hope he's happy. If he's happy, I'm happy.
We don't see gayness. We just like happiness.
Oh, I just like happiness.
Exactly.
That's all I want for him.
Who do you like, Mike? Who do you like?
Oh, Philadelphia Eagles. Go Birds.
And why? Why?
All my friends are Eagles fans.
Oh, okay.
That's just how I got into football, was like friends. And yeah,
Brody,
we have a huge amount of friends that are Eagles fans.
Our old
fans.
Singer, Brody. Specifically,
yeah, he started
Eagles
it.
Eagles fans and kind of just everything. Everybody around him was like, "Oh,
yeah,
I like that. I like you. I like the Eagles." So
yeah,
everybody's a huge
like
Eagles
you.
Fan now.
I like the Eagles.
Cool. Who's gonna win the Super Bowl next year?
Green Bay Packers.
I don't know.
I don't think you can say. Maybe the Eagles make the playoffs. I don't know.
No.
Green Bay has a shot every year, but we don't. We don't have great team building right now. We don't have a great defense.
Management, not good?
No, management's good, but we don't take risks in the offseason.
You don't do anything in the offseason.
Yeah, so it's kind of a...
The Eagles have a quarterback now, so I didn't pay any attention to the offseason, because usually they just do crazy things in the offseason because their team is a wreck. But yeah, but now that they got Wentz, it's like it's way less dire.
Yeah, now you can start building around a guy.
Yeah,
like
you're
that.
Building around a guy instead
maybe
of
maybe in
just
a couple years you're going to be
scrambling.
A
what's with the football on the dash?
Oh,
we ball a lot.
Yeah, we also
your ballers?
At the end of the last tour we signed it to try and sell it.
Yeah. And it's sitting in your van.
Well, yeah, we don't always bring sell. It in. Yeah. Yeah. We wanted like $69 for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We
big Gronkowski fans, like I said.
Speaking of douchebags, we like one.
He's super smart though. You gotta give him that.
That's the thing for me. Like Rob Gronkowski personifies the football.
He's
player.
Football.
Yeah.
He is football. He couldn't get through an interview where he had to say the number 69 without laughing.
Like I totally had that dude in my high school. Did you have that dude in your high school? Yeah. Yeah. Everybody.
One more touchdown will be 69. If you know what I mean.
Did you hear his roast of Ortiz? Probably not. That's kind of a Boston thing. He roasted Ortiz because they just retired Ortiz's number. And he made some like racist and all sorts of
really,
but they're just dumb. I don't think it's inherently racist. I think he's just dumb.
You got
That's a lot of people.
He can't know better.
Exactly.
That's what he's it is. Dumb. He just doesn't know any better. He's so stupid.
Yeah, and he made a Jewish joke too, which was just a little.
I'm not gonna watch this because it's gonna.
You gotta see it. It's real. No, it'll make you love him even more. It's funny. Okay, so finally getting to my pew, pew, pew questions.
Sure.
What is your favorite song on the newer, current album?
Of ours?
Yeah.
I still like playing Asshole Pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the oldest songs.
You don't like it?
Yeah.
I like playing Kathy and Hoda.
Do you very much?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's my favorite.
Cool.
I think I'm a hanging out fan.
Mm-hmm.
I like playing that still, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you what I don't like playing.
Oh, okay.
And that's Let's Order a Pizza.
What? But everyone loves it, right?
Well, we have to play it. We play the whole record.
Okay, so why don't you like it?
It's just like, it's not that it's dumb. It's just
that's
like.
It's dumb.
What?
No, I'm saying that's not the reason that I don't like it. I know it's dumb.
Yes, right.
No, it's not.
I don't know, it's just like, I don't know, it's lost.
Okay.
It's a lost sound for me, I just don't care anymore.
So, sorry, Mike, you wrote a lot of the lyrics, it sounds like, kind of like, over time. Are there some lyrics that you guys have written as a band?
Not on the current record.
Yeah, not on the first, not
Mike
on this one.
Mike did everything.
You wrote all the lyrics?
Yeah.
On the next release, there will be...
Yeah, like these guys both write.
I really want to know. Can you give me any teaser about the next thing?
No.
What about, like, there's a song about Carrie Underwood. Nothing.
I mean, there's a lot of songs about drinking and hanging out.
Oh, come on.
And getting old.
Honestly, though, like,
being poor is a thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a good, that's new.
We have, like, new-ish. 30 songs about drinking again.
They're getting better, though.
But they're, they're a little more, like, involved.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. They're still about drinking, but they're even better.
Okay. All right.
We just dig into that subject, drinking.
Yeah. Well, it gets deeper and deeper each time, right?
There's reasons people drink.
There's
a lot of them.
A lot of them.
Okay, got it. What is the timeline for that? Like, not specific, but just...
we don't really know yet.
Next year sometime. 2018?
Yeah, hoping.
Yeah, hopefully.
Any inspiration for songs on this tour? Or let's say you had to write a song about this tour.
I wrote a lot of notes last night, but I don't remember any of them.
Something about Chris?
He's so handsome.
I know. He's so charming. We interviewed him a couple weeks ago.
He's so tall and thin.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Here's Dave.
Here comes the drummer. He's going to join us in. He's going to be like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So okay, so a song about Chris and about how gorgeous and charming he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotta be a hit. Kind of sing about
destroy.
That guy.
Destroy.
So.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, folks.
Hi there.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I'm the new member.
I'm the old member.
Oh, okay.
See you guys later.
I'm Kristen. We're doing a podcast interview sort of deal.
Cool.
So this is Dave. He's the drummer.
Hi.
Hi. All right. So one thing I read is that you guys intentionally don't write about girls, about like the whole punk rock, like unrequited love sort of deal.
Yeah.
Why not?
just because it's been done quite a bit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's not like...
It's not a hard rule. It just was... It happened that way.
What about like a girl slash beer song? Like, I want to make out with you, but you just puked, or something like that.
Well, maybe. Sounds like third album material.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's getting really deep into that.
We'll hit our marching band phase and
sing about that.
Dress like a marching band.
And I assume you guys have other jobs.
Yeah.
What do you do for your other jobs?
I write travel things.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Travel things.
Like reviews of like condos and shit around the world that I haven't been to.
that I could never possibly go to or afford.
Oh, okay. So you look at pictures and you're like,
yes,
this is nice.
Yes.
They have a great pool.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah. I work at a place that makes stickers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of helpful to the band.
Do you do the design of them?
No, I'm just like a production worker because they let me take a lot of time off, so it's pretty great.
That has to be key.
Yeah. A few things.
Okay.
Substitute teaching, moving furniture, and more recently, screen printing.
Oh, cool. So, yeah. What grade substitute teaching?
It's all over the place.
Yeah. Sort of everybody.
Strong.
Jessica and I are both teachers.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you just kind of, you know, then show up on the morning of and they sort of give you what you get. I mean.
But do you do elementary through high school?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I've been working at like a private school mainly because a friend of mine works there and, you know, so on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it ends up being like kindergarten to grade 12.
A computer programmer and a bouncer.
I'm sure that happens. Any really bad substitute teaching stories?
I mean, nothing specific. They've all been pretty good, but, like, they're all also pretty bad. Because, I mean, we've all had substitute teachers. Like, the kids do not give a shit. They're just like, all right, we get to do whatever we want today, and you just kind of have to be like, okay, I guess you're going to do whatever you want.
But I would imagine, like, the little girls think you're cute. Have you ever had a weird thing?
Well, I've never asked them. I don't.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, little
don't.
Girl, do you think I'm cute?
I haven't had any weird experiences with that.
I have a really good friend who's a math teacher, and one day he came to his little desk, and there was a thong panty on his chair, and he flipped out. He was like, my career's done. I'm totally fucked.
Oh, yeah.
And then another teacher was like, yeah, I put that there as a joke. Wow. But he was like, I'm done. Like, that's it. Being a male teacher can be scary.
I'm going to find out where I'm at. Working next and do that.
Don't
worry.
I don't want to find that.
Yeah, no, it's not good. No. It'll be what do you do for a job?
I'm a mechanic, computer programmer, and a bouncer.
Okay.
But I also serve coffee and food to senior citizens at an art gallery.
At an art gallery?
Yeah.
Oh, fascinating. So why can only senior citizens go to the art gallery?
It's open for all ages, really. Okay. But primarily during the hours that we are open, 80 to 89% of our clientele are 60 to 69 years old.
Whoa. 60 to 69? That's so random.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's
under 70?
I'm a waiter. I'm a waiter. It's pretty cliched, actually.
Yeah. Are they kind of rude? Are they nice
people?
Oh, for
the most part, they're very rude, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, here's a dollar, Sonny.
And when they're... Yeah. It's that. I've had many interactions with customers who have had to show how to use the credit card machine to not give me a tip. Like, I've had old ladies say, how do I say $0? It does happen. But there are some nice ones. Unfortunately, they just don't stop talking to you when you need to work.
Mm-hmm.
I think 7.
Okay. Really? So my final question is kind of a game. And this is the poor man's version of Would You Rather, which I assume you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, but I couldn't come up with enough options. So this is just Would You.
Okay.
Based on your songs. Okay. Would you ever consider selling the song, Stop Calling Us Chief, to the American Indian Organization who are trying to get rid of the Indian-themed sports mascots to use as their theme songs?
Wow.
Yeah, loaded question.
I feel like that's like a pretty...
Well, we can't something. Say no.
Yeah, that's something
about you can say no.
Of course. I guess of course, if they wanted it, sure. Yeah. But the song is about a David Letterman sketch.
Yeah.
Where he would just call somebody chief until they said, stop calling me chief, and then
right.
they would win a meat platter.
Yeah.
Hence the meat platter.
Yes, there's a lot of lyrics in it about deli meat.
Yeah, it might be more of a Born in the USA type situation where they were thinking that was a super patriotic song and it ended up not really being about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the chorus is definitely applicable, but the rest of it, not so much.
Has anyone called you chief since you've written that song?
I don't know.
I remember an instance where I was called chief at a Tim Hortons, but that was before I was even new Mike.
Oh, okay.
I used to call my grandfather chief. That was like our little thing.
So you are a culprit. You did it.
You son of a bitch.
I didn't write the words.
Right. Would you ever order a pizza for a very intoxicated friend knowing they are just going to throw it up?
No, I would never do that for a friend.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, you got to eat.
Yeah, but
I'm not paying them.
Well, I don't have any money.
Yeah. in different financial circumstances, yes,
for sure.
I would do that.
Yes.
But because
sometimes the important thing is to throw up, you know?
That's true.
Well,
but they can throw up, like, their alcohol or their bile or whatever. They don't have to throw up your pizza that you spent money on.
Yeah, but they'd have one final happy moment before they puke.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Like a final dinner, like a last dinner.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Like that Jesus guy did.
If you were asked... Well, that's what I was referencing, yeah. Are you Jewish? No, I'm just kidding.
Do I?
Full circle. Yeah, okay. If you were asked to sing Glory Days at your high school reunion, would you?
Well, mine's already passed, so...
Well, you're going to have more. Yeah.
69th reunion, bud.
Maybe at the 69th reunion.
I would.
You would get up there and sing it?
Yeah. They want me to.
Would you sing it?
I mean...
A small town fuck.
I don't think they'd know who I was. Yeah. It would be a really bad experience.
Like, did we go to school with him? I don't remember this guy.
Who is that guy?
He really flew under the radar.
All those things he's saying sound awesome.
I don't remember liking him or hating him.
That's even worse, right?
Why is he bashing drunk driving?
Yeah. And my last one is really funny because you actually said it happened to you and I didn't know. So it's if you were playing music in your apartment and someone knocked on your door and said, I can hear you 2 floors down. It's 6 o'clock. I'm trying to fight with my wife. This is a building. Would you turn your music down?
Yeah. Well, we did. Yeah. Because he was very threatening.
Oh.
Yeah. But as soon as he left, I said, why has his fucking dick got to be such a cock?
Oh, yeah.
And so then we just wrote the song.
Right. Perfect.
Now, that's an if question, but that did happen.
Exactly.
Yeah
I didn't know that before.
Yeah, we wrote the song that night in GarageBand. That was how we did everything, GarageBand. Mm-hmm.
The official
Music
program
products.
Of Pew, pew, pew.
That's how we do our podcast, yeah.
And
if you can teach me, if you want to teach me how to do it, that'd be great. I don't know what I'm doing. I just plug it in and... any favorite punk rock ladies we should know about?
Ladies?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Kathleen Hanna documentary was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
The Punk Singer, it's called.
The Punk Singer documentary?
Yeah.
What is it?
About Kathleen Hanna's life.
Oh, wow.
Bikini Kill and Tigra.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It was one of the coolest documentaries I've seen in a while. Okay. She is a favorite punk rock lady, no doubt.
There's a ton of awesome bands. Katie Allen, Cayetana.
Mm-hmm. Everyone mentions Cayetana.
Lumeria in Cleveland.
Lumeria. Yeah, so
Lumeria?
Good. Yeah.
I'm really digging, like, Perfect Pussy and Shoppers and, like, all the stuff that Meredith Graves is involved in. And, I don't know who else is kicking around.
There's a band.
Charlie Bliss.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's fucking wicked.
Yeah.
We, our first American tour that we did with Pup, Charlie Bliss was, like, we did half the tour and they did the other half as, like, the first of three, and now they're gonna be fucking huge.
Yeah. Because
they're so good.
I remember it was a super nice moment in the last Pup song of the tour, like, they were at the show, too, because they're from New York, and, we all like went out on stage for like El Scorcho or something like that. They were playing a cover, and I remember just like briefly meeting them, and we all just like hugged, and they were like, "We really like you guys," and I was like, "We really like you guys too," and I was like, "Okay, see you later." It's like the nicest like 5 second interaction I've had in a long time. It was cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, there's more than
there's
that,
so many. Like,
yeah,
yeah, they're like taking over right
Allison
now.
Allison Weiss is on side one.
Yeah. Yeah, that new stuff. Her new
Laura
stuff,
Stevenson was in Jeff's band, I think.
Right? Yeah. Well, she was in Bomb, I think, and now
that's what
doing
I mean,
a
yeah.
solo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jan, our merch guy, was telling us about Camp Cope from Australia.
Camp Cope. Oh, that's a new one
really,
to me.
Really good.
Yeah. Huh, that's cool.
Heard a lot of good things about Camp Cope.
I've heard, yeah, great things.
Awesome.
Warriors, also on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I like them.
Yeah. Right on. Oh, wait, let me show you. So, my final gift to you guys. I'm sorry, I'm really embarrassed.
Okay.
I'm not stripping, so don't think I'm stripping. But okay. But my tank top, my friend made a tank top for
She's
me.
She's stripping, everybody.
World.
Mabel Syndrome is not into stripping. Like, maybe if we need more followers, we will, but for right now, we're good. But this is my...
Oh, God.
I know I
That's
will
great.
Get it.
Nice.
Awesome. Late 30s skateboarder.
That's great.
Yeah, that's me.
Do you actually still skate?
I do. But the last time I did, I got hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Me too.
I
I've
got
never
scratched
once touched those brittle old bones.
I didn't break a bone. I just got a road rash.
That song's about our friend, well, I don't know if it's about James, but Mike and I used to
get you got a blood clot from skateboarding.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, how do you get a blood clot from skateboarding?
I don't know. He's
a fragile
guy. He's,
Last time we saw him,
He did land the
really
trick,
into
though.
Motorcycles
he
also.
Mm-hmm.
And he got an accident. He's fine.
Okay.
But he broke both his arms.
Wow.
Yeah. He's the best
accident
in the world.
Prone.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And thank
awesome.
You for the beer. That
was
very good.
You're welcome. Really, I know. Emmett's enjoying us. Sorry I didn't bring more. I totally thought, like, usually bands are like, just throw one dude at us and don't give me the whole band, so this is awesome.
We like hanging out.
It was a nice surprise to come into the van and meet you.
And I'm sitting here. Yeah, right on. Thank you, guys.
Does the crushing defeat keep you up late at night? Oh, Kathy Lee Hoda, what's wrong with my life? It's the debt and depression decisions I've made. Fuck it. I'll worry about that shit some other day.